This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Lean meats, milk, eggs, and cheese, along with a variety of fruits and vegetables, are still on the menu in the latest U.S. dietary guidelines for Americans. The 2015 guidelines largely reflect the 2010 guidelines to eat a variety of nutrient-dense foods, including fruits, vegetables, vegetable oils, and grains, low-fat dairy and lean meats, along with limiting saturated fats, added sugar, and sodium. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell did not take questions during a media call on Thursday, but did address a key criticism of ag lawmakers that the science has been wrong before.
The 2015 guidelines reflect the latest research and rigorous science. They're based on the review of numerous scientific papers and years of research, expert advice from HHS and the Department of Agriculture, and input from the public.
However, the research is changing with evidence of heart disease in ancient people, despite low-fat diets and plenty of physical activity. Burwell did cite one difference in the 2015 guidelines from the 2010 guidelines.
Unlike in years past, we're no longer offering a key recommendation for a specific limit on dietary cholesterol, though the recommendation to reduce saturated fats remains a key component of good health.
The guidelines call for fewer than 10% of calories per day from added sugars or saturated fat, which includes butter, whole milk, and lean meats, and fewer than 2,300 milligrams per day of sodium. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction will be held today, starting at 11 a.m. Mike Hamilton says you can expect to see a variety of large rounds, large squares, and small squares available, and they will be accepting hay until 10:30 this morning.
So far, Katie, we've got a load of premium alfalfa in 3x3s. We've got a load of mixed grass. We've got some first crop alfalfa in 3x3s. And we've got a load of 4x4s of brome grass. And then a fella called this morning, said he was going to bring a load of corn stalks. So should end up with probably 100, 150 round bales. And like I say, we've got four or five loads of 3x3s. And on the small squares, it's kind of hard to say right now with the rain that they're predicting for the weekend, but we should have some small squares. We have a man there from 8 o'clock Friday morning till 6 o'clock Friday evening, and then we accept hay up until 10:30 Saturday.
Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. For more information, you can call Mike at 618-410-4293. The Renewable Fuels Association estimates that E15 was identified by auto manufacturers as an approved fuel for slightly more than 60% of model year 2015 vehicles sold, equating to some 10.7 million automobiles. This number is expected to grow in 2016, as strong sales are expected to continue, and more than 70% of model year 2016 vehicles carry the manufacturer's explicit endorsement of E15. Recent analysis by Renewable Fuels Association showed that Fiat Chrysler, General Motors, Ford, Toyota Lexus, Audi, Porsche, Volkswagen, Honda Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover all clearly identify E15 as an approved fuel for model year 2016 vehicles. While automakers only began identifying E15 as an approved fuel for new vehicles following registration of E15 as a legal fuel in 2010, the EPA has approved the use of E15 in all vehicles built since 2001. This means more than 85% of the vehicles on the road today are legally approved to use E15. According to auto data, the 17.47 million vehicles sold in 2015 just edged the previous record of 17.35 million sold in the year 2000. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show this morning. I'm Katie Bowles.